That is Pharrell Williams and Happy at 98.3 The Coast, the best mix. I'm Zach East with the Best Mix in the Morning Show and your music news for Wednesday, brought to you by the Whitcomb Senior Living Community, Live Without Limits. Mariah Carey is pushing back against her brother's lawsuit ignited by her memoir. According to the New York Post, she wants Morgan Carey's action tossed out, claiming her book is a matter of public interest. Her attorneys argue that the combination of her fame and a desire to encourage young people who have difficult family backgrounds should require more evidence to prove defamation. Morgan Carey's feathers were clearly ruffled by the references that he calls mere gossip and of prurient interest, and make him appear violent toward their father. He insists the opposite was true. He adds that the meeting of Mariah Carey harmed his reputation and caused a potential deal for a film project to fall through. Morgan isn't the only Carey angry with Mariah's book. Their sister Allison filed suit back in February. Taylor Swift is reportedly looking to bounce back from her disastrous Cats movie experience by joining the cast of yet another all-star blockbuster film. According to Showbiz 411, Tay is set to climb aboard a Depression-era period drama that's tentatively titled Canterbury Glass. The flick, which already stars Christian Bale, Margot Robbie, Rami Malek, Anya Taylor-Joy, will be directed by director David O. Russell, the man behind films like Silver Linings Playbook and I Heart Huckabees. And Lance Bass and husband Michael Turchin are finally going to start the family they've been planning with a set of twins. Lance tells People magazine, "We told our friends and family about the ninth week, and when we finally felt comfortable, you think you're going to jinx it or something." Michael adds, "We went through 9 different egg donors, which was rare. We picked a donor for some of them. We got all the way down to the path of about to retrieve their eggs. Some just wouldn't produce enough eggs. Some weren't good genetic matches. You're going to be a match. You don't want to even risk it." The twins, one boy and one girl, are due this fall for the happy couple. That is music news for today on the Best Mix in the Morning Show at 98.3 The Coast.